At Total Wine & More, find the best gifts for everyone on your list, whether it's a Cabernet for sis or a single barrel bourbon that dad will love. With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More. Spirits not sold in Virginia and North Carolina. Drink responsibly. B21. Where can you find the best gifts at great low prices that everyone will love? At Total Wine & More, of course, with so many great bottles to choose from. Find something for everyone on your list, whether it's a Cabernet for your sis, sparkling wine for a coworker, or a single barrel bourbon for dad. And if you need any help, just ask one of their friendly guides for advice. With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More. Spirits not sold in Virginia and North Carolina. Drink responsibly. B21.
Hey, Burnt Toast listeners. We've got a special surprise for you today. We're doing things a little bit differently and sharing a preview of a podcast we're really excited about. It's called Not Lost, and it's all about how food and travel intersect and impact how we see ourselves and the world around us. Each week, host Brendan Francis Noonan takes you around the world, learning about new places by getting invited to a stranger's house for dinner. Yeah, he actively tries to get someone he doesn't know to invite him over to share a meal and learn about their city firsthand. From Montreal to Mexico City, he's joined by guests to drink and dance and eat, learning as much about themselves as the place that they visit. In the preview you're about to hear, Brendan and his guest Danielle Henderson tour the Jean Talon Market in Montreal in search of dinner party provisions and discover a local pastry known as nun's farts. I hope you enjoy it as much as I did. You can travel the world and hear more episodes of Not Lost wherever you get your podcasts.
What are you doing?
I'm shaving my chin hairs.
What is that thing? It looks like a little magic marker for princesses.
It's like supposed to be used for bikini shaving.
There was shave. I didn't know that women had those.
We have a lot of secrets, man. We got a lot of tools in the tool belt.
That's a tool for below the tool belt.
Not in my case. Because when I go out of my house, I can actually see my chin hairs in a better mirror than the one I have in my house. And I'll hit up a hotel and I'll turn on the magnifying mirror and be like, oh, there's the forest of hairs. And I'll shave them off.
This is the unvarnished travel show.
I don't wear makeup, but I will shave a chin hair.
This is Not Lost.
Look amazing.
All I wear is overalls and jumpsuits now.
A travel show about going places to find yourself. Each week, a friend and I go to a new place and try to get invited to someone's house for dinner.
I feel like you wore the turtleneck on purpose.
That's been my signature move.
I'm Brendan Francis Noonan.
Those boots are something else.
And that's my friend, Daniel Henderson.
Those boots are all business.
They're snow boots, man.
We've just met up at Trudeau Airport.
Just staring at the people coming out of the plane. They look Canadian. You'd think they would just look like us, but they don't.
They look better. They look like they have health care.
Episode 1, Montreal.
I think cabs are this way. Bonjour. See that?
Oh, my goodness.
Whew. Oh, my God.
It's freezing. Why did we come to Montreal in the dead of winter?
Well, because most travel shows would come here in spring or fall.
Yeah. I mean, you're talking to someone who flew in from Los Angeles. I have a bag with my Birkenstock sandals in it because that's what I was wearing this morning.
But I wanted, like, authentic Montreal, man. Like, I think, like, this is what separates the Canadian wheat from the Canadian chaff. So we need to establish on this ride that you're a TV writer, I am a, like, audio journalist person, and we're both single, we're on the wrong side of 35, we're looking for connection, creative meaning, a hand to hold in this mad, mad world. What's that?
My only plan was to get on a plane and show up.
It's rad to see you, and I think we're going to have fun. So basically, I need to do this travel pod thing. We also have some people we're going to meet.
Very excited.
And I would like to hopefully insinuate ourselves into someone's home to have dinner, because I feel like that's the real way to meet them.
When you say it like that, I can't imagine anyone turning us down. I'd like to insinuate myself into your home.
I'm going to switch mics, so don't say anything interesting. Maysam?
Hi. How are you? Nice to meet you.
Hey, I'm Danielle. Nice to meet you, Maysam.
Welcome to the Jean Talon Market. A lot of markets in North America these days have become sort of a tourist attraction. They sell a lot of stuff that's not really food. They sell t-shirts and souvenirs and caps. Whereas this market, it's just food.
Although we might want to come up with a t-shirt idea while we're here and we can make some money.
You can't ruin the spirit of this place. That's so American.
Get your Jean Talon.
No.
Pavé de saumon fondant. Delicious. I'm addicted to it.
Three of these, yeah.
The Chocolat Geneviève Grandbois is the most famous chocolate makers in Montreal.
Let's just get a jar of chocolate sauce. We're here to make friends. It's the best way.
Four generations of foragers, so his mother, his grandmother, and her mother before that. Puis de quenouille. Organic honey, miel d'anisette. Actually, we're standing right in front of one of my favorite stores, Spice Store.
That's for you and your white people. Spice it up, white folks. Let's do it.
Macarons with foie gras inside.
That seems like a French stoner food.
It's really, really good.
I want to take this whole tray with me.
How about we buy some instead of you taking the sample tray?
Can I do both? You have such a distinguished mark.
Are commenting on this gentleman's eyebrow?
Yeah, he's got a beautiful face.
What are you doing later tonight? My friend is visiting.
Then you have the tourtière, which is a typical meat pie in Quebec.
What is the quintessential food in Montreal besides poutine?
Bagels.
Besides bagels.
Meat, maple anything.
All right, here we go.
What is she trying?
She's trying the maple tart.
Oh, yeah. That is incredible. Are you kidding me?
What are these here?
They're pet de soeur, which literally translated is nun's farts.
Why did I ask?
C'est quoi exactement?
C'est la pâte à tarte avec du beurre, de la cassonade, puis on la badigeonne de crème pour la faire cuire.
Mm. Pie dough with butter and brown sugar. And they put some cream on top before cooking it.
What does that have to do with nuns?
I don't know. Why do they call it? Pourquoi on appelle?
C'est parce que c'était au tout début, ça a été fait par les sœurs.
It was invented. It was created by nuns. Like they were trying to find something to do with the leftovers, nuns farts.
That's so upsetting, but I appreciate it. Very sensitive. So, Maysam, thank you so much for showing us the market.
It's been fun hanging out with you.
Now that we've got all these snacks, do you want to hang out with us tonight? Maybe throw a dinner party in our honor?
Worst case scenario, you and me at our Airbnb.
If we don't find a dinner party, I'm going to go out to a restaurant.
I mean, you hit on the cheese boy.
I didn't hit on him. I said I had an interesting face. Yeah. And then you were like, what are you doing tonight?
He was into it. Ooh la la.
So.
That was a preview of Not Lost from our friends at Pushkin Industries. You can hear the full episodes and more from Not Lost wherever you get your podcasts.